Once again we present your periodical waste of time, What You Know Net Radio.
I've been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. Slowly learning that fact. We're very, very pissed off.
This is a Below Top Secret podcast for the Above Top Secret website. Welcome to What You Know Net Radio, investigating the hard topics, furling his brow in a vain attempt to understand the situation. What You Know goes forth fearless in the face of most certain idiocy to deliver the truth in all its glorious obviousness. So join us in at least ridiculing this moron on the W, UK and R.
You're supposed to be dead!
Am I not?
Hi, it's time once again for a What You Know Net Radio podcast. I am your host, What You Know, and tonight's show is just going to show a range of my voices. I, Wookie, your ATS concierge, just want to let you know that I have a plethora of voices inside of my head. I swear I can have the nice, deep, sultry southern accent as I do here, or I can talk as I normally do, which apparently our own Miss BTS doesn't find that attractive. So I've decided to do a What You Know Net Radio special highlighting the talents of my deeper, more sexier voice. I hope y'all enjoy this little foray into the more sultry side of What You Know Net Radio. Now, I hear a lot of talk going on BTS, and some of the news ain't too good. Now, see here, the problem is that there's a lot of people doing a lot of complaining where there shouldn't be. Now, that's ungentlemanlike behavior. Us folk don't really like to hear too much smack talk about our beloved site. So, yours truly, your ATS concierge, is going to give you a little public service announcement about this kind of behavior. Now, I hear a lot of people talking, and I don't particularly abide by it. I hear you talking that this beloved site is controlled by the government. Now I hear you, but I don't see no evidence that this site is indeed controlled by some suspicious force outside of the old ATS administration. Now, for what you all got to know, and this is from your ATS concierge, What You Know, what you all have to understand is that yes, this is a public forum, and yes, every single one of them kind of people up there in Washington, D.C. can surely look upon each and everything that you say on this board. You don't even have to log in to see what everybody posts. Now that befronts a bunch of people, and I can understand their worry, but honestly, with the exception of a few threads here and there, I don't think that our government has a whole lot to worry about what is posted on this site. So I hope that you see that this site ain't nothing to fear for, ain't nothing wrong going on behind the scenes that a hoogly boogly them city folk up in Washington, D.C. will have to worry about. Now, there's been a few threads that I want to talk about here. I want to talk seriously about them. Now, what I want to talk about, first up, is that dear 16-year-old child that posted a video on our YouTube about her being violated. Now, from what I understand, and she was very adamant and forthcoming about the information, that she had been involved with a man 9 years. Now, 9 years older than she had been, that they had congregated with each other. Now, the southern gentleman in me has to tell you, this kind of behavior is ungentlemanlike. However, to publicly broadcast your woes, young man, is certainly unladylike behavior. Now, I feel for you. However, there are resources available at your disposal to get the help that you'll surely need. Now, most of them I'm starting to get to know goes by the name of the Crimson King. Now, you have to understand, the Crimson King has just moved into an apartment building. The problem that he is seeing here is that his upstairs neighbor student is affronted and remiss by the noise level coming from his apartment. Now I say to you, Mr. Crimson King, what you got to do? Now, what you got to do, and this comes from your ATS concierge, what you know, what you have to do. Let me tell you here, that you got to talk to this old lady and say, look, ma'am, I understand your want and desire for peace and quiet in the building. However, your peace and quiet will come in due time. In due time, at the appropriate time. And I understand, and I will not, and I repeat, you have to say this, I will not have offensive levels of music or other activities going on past a certain time. However, if you continue to harass me and affront me, if you continue to harass and affront me, my dear lady, then I will have no choice. None, I say, than to get the authorities involved and have them teach you a valuable lesson in diplomatic strategy. I hope the Crimson King can be kind to this young lady, well, rather, to this old lady, and I hope for his sake that a compromise can be ironed out. Now, let me tell you about some of my friends here on Above Top Secret and Below Top Secret. You all know me. I am what you know, ATS Concierge. Now, the shy 2 years I've been here, I've gotten to know quite a few of y'all. I have some deep admiration for quite a few of y'all. And if you don't mind, if it pleases you, I'd like to share some of my thoughts on some of these members. First up is that lovely English lady, Asala. There ain't enough good things that you can say about Asala, I swear. She is truly a beautiful and lovely young lady. And from what I understand, she does great things for her family. And there ain't one person among us that can doubt that young Asala, our super moderator, our ATS mom, certainly and truly deserves our respect. Next up is a dear friend of mine. She has helped me through thick and thin, and I have been through some thick times, and I have been waning and whining, and this young lady has helped me through. I am talking about my good friend, Jen Sal. She is a lovely redhead, and my heart beats faster about redheaded young ladies, especially southern redheaded young ladies, and Jen Sal is about as much of a lady as one could want or hope for. I truly admire her and have deep respect for this young lady. I can only wish all the best for Jen South and her future endeavor because she has had nothing but good wishes for me. Now I'm going to go on to another great friend of mine, and his name, as I've said before, is Enjoys. His name inspires joy. His name inspires good feeling. He is a member that has just celebrated his 2-year anniversary on this great site. And I tell you, I've had many a good conversation with this young man. I enjoy his input, and I enjoy talking to him whenever I can. The next member I would like to discuss is a great comedian, a wonderful member, a forum moderator, and a great thinker. I, of course, am referring to Lombozo. Now, I say, and I swear on the Holy Book, that if you see this member's name pop up into a thread, this post is a must read. A must read, for you surely will at least be entertained, if not informed. I have great admiration for all the members, the moderators, the super moderators, the administration, and the site owner, Simon Gray. What a great place to have built for all of us to express ideas and to express ourselves in such freedom and such great ways. What I am surprised at, What has taken me back is the amount of beautiful women that are on this set. Our own Miss BTS, Given Man, is a great example of the beautiful young ladies that frequent this webpage, that post their thoughts and show that they are more than a beautiful face. It is because of our dear Given May that I come to you today in my sultry southern accent and tell you what I think. Another beautiful young lady inhabits these pages. I can tell you, she may be a beautiful young lady. However, her name says it all. I'm talking about, of course, Access Denied. Such a challenge to befriend this young lady. Such a beautiful woman. So strong and adamant about her view, one must respect her ideal. Now, before I conclude my podcast, I would once again like to thank the hosts of our BTS Mix, Doc Hancock and Spencer Tracy. It was lovely to meet you two gentlemen on the internet. It was lovely to talk to you, folks. I certainly had a great time. And I hope that someday you invite me back onto the show. Let us not forget the fathers of the Mix Show, our own Johnny Anonymous and Dave Rabbit. These two have inspired me. They have taken me under their wing and helped me improve my podcasting ability. I am grateful endlessly to their support and to their teaching. And let us not forget our Above Politics show host, Mr. Martin Bain and Mr. Justin King. These two intelligent members and great radio show hosts have sought fit to enlighten us all with their great and knowledgeable intellect and observations into the world of politics. These are some of the few reasons why every single morning I wake up, the first thing I do is log on to ATF and check out what is going on in the world around me. I'd like to thank for your time those that chose to listen to this podcast by yours truly, What You Know, Your ATS Concierge. Now I thank you and bid you good day.
This is WUKNR, home of Microsoft Sam and some shaved monkey typing on a keyboard.
Yes, Destiny has her hand on my back, and she's pushing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of What You Know Net Radio. We hope that you've enjoyed the show. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to let us know. Have a great night.